Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. In this series, we will be reading, dissecting, and discussing about the books of 1st and 2nd Timothy and also the book of Titus. These epistles from Paul are known as the pastoral letters. According to church tradition, these letters were from Paul, which was sent to both Timothy and Titus, who were both at one time or another partners in the Apostle Paul's early ministry before the writings of these letters. Timothy was an appointed leader by Paul to the church in Ephesus, which was a major city in the Roman province of Asia, now known as the country of Turkey. And Titus was an administrator over a network of several churches on the island of Crete, for whom was established by Paul. One of these major ideas that Paul continuously brought up was spiritual maturity over natural age, especially in the case with Timothy. Timothy, according to the letters, was considered to be a fairly young leader according to the more traditional ages of the clergy from the first generation church. Some scholars and historians theorize that Timothy would have been in his late teens and early 20s. Also, Paul encouraged Timothy and Titus to have sound doctrine and be diligent and watch out for false teachers. According to both the other books of the New Testament and historical and scholarly information, the two major groups that Paul could have been warning them about was the Judaizers and the teachers of the Gnostic belief. The Judaizers were a group of Christian Jews who believed any of the new Gentile converts should first follow and convert to Judaism and follow all their customs, especially the tradition of circumcision. The major Gnostic teachings mixed together, polytheistic divine genealogy that ultimately leads to the idea that secret knowledge will save your soul, not faith in Jesus. So let us open our Bibles to 2 Timothy chapter 1. We will be starting today's reading in verse 8, and we will be ending both the chapter and the reading of today on verse 18. I'll be using the New Living Translation, but you're welcome to follow along in the version of the Bible that you're most comfortable with. Now, let's start in verse 8. So never be ashamed to tell others about our Lord. And don't be ashamed of me, either, even though I'm in prison for him. With the strength God gives you, be ready to suffer with me for the sake of the good news. For God saved us and called us to live a holy life. He did this, not because we deserved it, but because that was his plan from before the beginning of time, to show us his grace through Christ Jesus. And now he has made all of this plain to us by the appearing of Christ Jesus, our Savior. He broke the power of death and illuminated the way to life and immortality through the good news. And God chose me to be a preacher, an apostle, and a teacher of this good news. That is why I am suffering here in prison. But I am not ashamed of it, for I know the one in whom I trust, and I am sure that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him until the day of his return. Hold on to the pattern of wholesome teaching you learned from me, a pattern shaped by the faith and love that you have in Christ Jesus. Through the power of the Holy Spirit who lives within us, carefully guard the precious truth that has been entrusted to you. As you know, everyone from the province of Asia has deserted me, even Phygellus and Hermogenes. May the Lord show special kindness to Onesiphorus and all his family because he often visited and encouraged me. He was never ashamed of me because I was in chains. When he came to Rome, he searched everywhere until he found me. May the Lord show him special kindness on the day of Christ's return. And you know very well how helpful he was in Ephesus. Once again, that was verses 8 through 18 in the first chapter of 2 Timothy, which was read from the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the verses in 2 Timothy we just went over a little more in depth. Resisting social shame will always be part of the Christian life because the way of Jesus stands in stark contrast to the world. Shame is a major theme in these verses. People have deserted Paul, likely because of the shame of his imprisonment. Yet Paul remained unashamed of being a prisoner for Christ, which we learned in today's reading within verse 12. A faithful brother, Onesiphorus, also stood by Paul without hesitation or shame, from what Paul wrote to Timothy in the 16th verse. Timothy, too, was urged not to feel ashamed of Paul's chains or to shy away from proclaiming Christ, from what Paul encouraged Timothy within verse 8. Taking Paul's words to heart, Timothy later demonstrated his own courage, eventually facing imprisonment himself, which is recorded in the book of Hebrews chapter 13 verse 23. These examples challenge believers to stand boldly, unashamed of their faith, no matter the cost. When we see others suffer and face shame for Jesus, our natural reaction is to give into the shame of the world. But we must not give into that temptation. We do not have to be ashamed of the one who carried our shame on the cross and lives with us today. You can stand up for Christ because he is stronger, and he makes you stronger. You can stand up for the truth even when people do not want to hear what God and the Bible have to say. You can tell people you are a follower of Jesus, share his hope, and invite them to church. Make a choice not to be ashamed of Jesus. And now here are some thoughts to meditate on during your personal prayer time and for the rest of your day. What does it mean for you to live unashamed of Jesus? How can Jesus help you overcome the shame of the world? Before ending this episode, our devotional team would like you to know that we're so grateful that you joined us. We hope this was a great encouragement to all our listeners out there, as much as it was a blessing for us to share it with all of you. If you would like to continue with us for more enriching insights, discussions, and soul-searching introspections within our devotional series of the Sacred Biblical Writings, then follow to get updates for new weekly devotionals. You can find us on these platforms: Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and our website, which is covenantgrove.org/devotionals. And as well, new episodes are uploaded every Monday through Friday. And in conclusion, as you go on with the rest of your day, may you be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.